My first introduction, 2001, I retired from my full-time job, and a friend who was already a volunteer just asked me, you know, come along and help me push my trolley. And that's how I got involved. And I didn't really know anything about it. I was just coming with my friend, really. And I did that for a couple of years. And then it was announced that the lady who at the time was the manager of the whole setup wanted to retire. Her name was Mary Molyneux, and she continued to be involved with the Friends as a volunteer, but she wanted to give up the job of managing. And you know how it is, you hear this voice coming out of your own mouth saying, I think I could probably do that. And probably because I don't think they had any other applicants, I got the job. I mean, like Sheila, my father was in retail. My father was a greengrocer, and I used to work in the shop as a child, so I was very used to the retail trade. My career was at Tesco, although I wasn't actually working in the store. I was in HR in head office, but nevertheless, obviously a retail environment. So I was sort of comfortable with the concept and thought, oh, I'm sure I can have a go at that. And so I became the manager in 2003, along with Irene Efgrave, who was my assistant manager. And we worked together very happily up until the shop closed last year. So that's how I became involved. And obviously, once I became the manager, my duties were different. So I didn't have any regular slots for either the trolley or the shop. My duties were to do with getting new members, of course, and interviewing new people when they came along to offer to help, and making sure they knew what they were doing, buying all the stock and setting the prices. And I can remember when I spent a couple of weeks with Mary before she left, you know, we worked together, and I was quite surprised at the number of things when I said, so, for example, you know, who decides on the price of things? And she said, you do. Oh, okay. Who decides how much to buy? You do. And I began to realise that the answer to most of the questions was going to be, you do. I think the most important skill for the job was actually the dealing with people. Yes, I mean, obviously, over the years, we had a few people problems that we had to deal with.
Oh, yes.
But by and large, 99.9% of the volunteers were absolutely wonderful. They would come along, they would say what they wanted to do, we would make it clear, they'd understand what they wanted to do, and they did it. And if they were due to be there at 12 o'clock on Thursday, they would turn up at 12 o'clock on Thursday. I hardly ever remember anybody who simply didn't come and let us down. We never had to close the shop. As far as I know, we never, ever didn't send trolleys out. Christmas Day, we didn't open because there are no newspapers on a Christmas Day. So that's the only day we didn't open at all. But as far as I'm aware, I don't think there was any day when the trolleys didn't go out. In fact, well, I think it might have been 2009. I'm not quite sure, but a few years ago, when it was one of those Februarys when we all woke up on the Monday morning and there was deep snow outside and it hadn't been there the night before, and the whole country ground to a halt because, you know, we don't know it snows. And I didn't go in on a Monday morning. It wasn't one of my, you know, my mornings to be in. So I waited a little while and then I rang the shop to say, have you got a team? Because I'll come in if you need me. And they said, no, we're fine. We're fine. As if nothing had happened. And I discovered later that one of our volunteers who lived in Tewin, which is how many miles from the hospital? Five? More probably, yes. He had walked. When he saw the snow, he just put his boots on and walked to the hospital. And in fact, I was so pleased with that that I sent a message, an email, to the Terry Wogan show about this. And Terry Wogan read my email out and we recorded it. And from then on, I used to go out giving talks about the Friends to organisations quite often. And I always finish my talk by playing this recording of Terry Wogan congratulating the Friends on how great their members were and keeping the ship on sea, even in deep snow. When I first joined, we had, sort of in the early days, before things began to tail off a little bit, obviously, as the hospital was closing, but at our peak, we had about 250 members altogether. We needed 17 people a day, actually, to run the operation. That's the people who were doing the shifts in the shop, the people who were taking the trolleys out, somebody to come in first thing in the morning to receive the newspapers and count them and display them, somebody to come in the afternoon and count all the money each day, somebody to reshop the stock each day, and bundle up the newspapers, because you send unsold papers back to WH Smith's at the end of the day. And if you count each of those as a separate job, it's actually 17 people a day. So we did need that many members, and we got them. We had them.